Joseph Stalin's secret police chief once famously proclaimed, quote, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Now, those are chilling words and the opposite of how the American justice system is supposed to operate. Our system is designed to prosecute crimes, not persecute individuals we disagree with. We live in a constitutional republic. We're supposed to have equal justice under the law and the equal application of our laws. Tonight in the United States, this is all in jeopardy. After more than 15 months of intensive investigations surrounding one man, the president of the United States, more and more Americans rightly are realizing that Mueller's seemingly never-ending witch hunt is not only damaging the country, but it is rocking our system of justice to its very core. And following the New York Times so-called bombshell report that the White House attorney, the president's attorney, in other words, White House counsel, Don McGahn, is cooperating with the special counsel investigation. The president tweeted this, quote, disgraced, discredited Bob Mueller and his whole group of angry Democratic thugs spent over 30 hours with the White House counsel, only with my approval, for the purposes of transparency. Anybody needing that much time when they know there's no Russian collusion is just someone looking for trouble. They're enjoying ruining people's lives and refuse to look at the real corruption on the Democratic side, the lies, the firings, the deleted emails, and so much more. Mueller's angry Democrats are looking to impact the election, a national disgrace. So far, 25 top FBI DOJ officials have either been fired, demoted, or resigned. Wow. Newt Gingrich is out with a brand new op-ed. It raises this important point, quote, it couldn't be more clear the Trump White House was comfortable talking for 30 hours with a pack of high-powered, very tough-minded investigators because the president has done nothing wrong. My sources say, by the way, this took place over a period of time a while ago. And according to a brand new report from the Washington Post, McGahn does not believe he implicated the Trump in legal wrongdoing in special counsel interviews, his attorney tells the president's legal team. For months, Team Mueller has unsuccessfully tried to turn the screws on multiple individuals only because of their association with Trump. In other words, we're criminalizing political differences. They wanted something, anything they could use to get the president. And instead of finding evidence of any Russian collusion, Team Mueller was only able to strong-arm their way to a couple of guilty pleas. Let's see, lying to investigators, but the FBI didn't think they lied. 2005 tax fraud case, Paul Manafort, nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with the campaign, nothing to do with Trump. We're reading about today Michael Cohen and taxi cabs. This is what you need to understand. No Mueller and neither of these men, Michael Cohen or Paul Manafort, would have to deal with this. No Russia, no collusion, no campaign, no Trump involvement. And we'll have a lot more of that coming up throughout the hour. But first, we do have new information surrounding one of those guilty pleas, George Papadopoulos. Remember, he was the one-time volunteer foreign policy advisor for the Trump campaign. This guy is facing up to 6 months in jail. Again, lying to the Mueller investigation. According to a report by New York, it appears Papadopoulos, who was in his 20s, not only played a small role in the campaign, I follow this campaign closely, I'd never heard of him, but also played a small role in Mueller's ongoing witch hunt. In fact, Papadopoulos has not been charged with any crime related to Russia collusion, campaign conspiracy, but his life is now turned upside down. And just like Manafort and others, it looks like Michael Cohen. We're going to have plenty more on that story. His wife will join us tonight. Now let's turn to another update from the Mueller target Paul Manafort jury deliberations. Still underway, three full days now in the 2005 bank fraud case. The media is now looking at this as the trial of the century. It's not. Manafort facing 18 counts and a potential life in prison over charges that had nothing to do with Russia, collusion, the campaign, or Donald Trump. See a pattern here? Manafort, Papadopoulos, others, they have just become pawns, really just pawns in Robert Mueller's effort to take down the president. They wouldn't be in any trouble if these people were not associated with Donald Trump, if Mueller didn't exist. So you see where this is going? And as Judge Ellis noted during Manafort's trial, Mueller is clearly turning the screws, in this case on Manafort, so that he will sing or compose. In other words, so the witch hunt can prosecute or impeach Donald Trump. And of course, Robert Mueller's just picking up where his fellow deep state sycophant John Brennan left off. Now, for months, we reported on Brennan's abuse of power and specific allegations that as a CIA director, Brennan disseminated Hillary's dirty Russian dossier throughout the federal government. And tonight, Sarah Carter has a brand new report detailing congressional allegations that Brennan may have been responsible now for getting the dossier to then-Senator Harry Reid, who then subsequently released its details to the public vis-a-vis a letter to James Comey. And Brennan, of course, is denying these claims. Now, we also called out Brennan's recent conspiracy peddling about a sitting U.S. president during his time as a, quote, MSNBC conspiracy theorist hack. And last week, President Trump stripped Brennan's security clearance, rightfully so, because the CIA, please pay attention, policy is clear. It says this. In the case of former CIA directors, the agency holds their security clearance. They renew it every 5 years for the rest of their lives. However, this is the important part, the however part. That requires former CIA directors to behave like current CIA employees. Oh, you mean like calling the president a traitor and accusing him of being compromised by Russia and all sorts of bizarre conspiracies that they peddle over at MSNBC? Brennan was obviously in violation of that policy. It's not in question. He actually accused the sitting president of treason and worse. He's used his status to legitimize what are absurd conspiracy claims about Donald Trump on national TV. Even fellow Trump hater, James Clapper, this is even too much for him. He questioned the level of Brennan's daily vitriol. Take a look.
Do you think that John Brennan's hyperbole is an issue here? Is one of the reasons we're having this crisis?
Well, I think it is. John is sort of like a freight train, and he's going to say what's on his mind. I think, though, that the common denominator among all of us that have been speaking up, though, is genuine concern about the jeopardy or threats to our institutions and values. And although we may express that in different ways, and I think that's what this really is about. But John and his rhetoric have become, an issue in and of itself.
Yeah, the kind of, even Clapper says it. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired Admiral Michael Mullen, also criticized Brennan's rhetoric, calling it damaging to the intel community. I'll take it a step further. And the country. Take a look.
John's an extraordinary servant of the country, but I think he has been incredibly critical of the president, and I think that has put him in a political place, which actually does more damage for the intelligence community, which is apolitical, even as he's retired. So I really don't support him being as critical a president as he has been.
You know, 88% of financially successful people read at least 30 minutes per day. Now, reading is the ultimate secret to success, and lots of world-class successful people credit their success directly to reading. Now, if you're like me, the list of books you want to read or those people suggest you read is never-ending, and it's always expanding. Now, the problem is there's no time to read, right? Well, our sponsor, Blinkist, has solved your long list of must-reads once and for all. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of best-selling nonfiction books and breaks them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes all on your phone. And with Blinkist, you will expand your knowledge and learn more in just 15 minutes than you can almost any other way. Plus, you can listen anywhere. Now, I just downloaded the Blinkist app. I love it. I like to listen when I'm in the car or when I have free time, if I'm just cooking dinner or something. It doesn't matter. Now, my personal recommendation, check out Greg Jarrett's new book, The Russian Hoax. Now, there's so much to know about this Russian investigation, and Blinkist, they make it simple and easy for you to get these critical elements from the book. 5 million people are now using Blinkist to expand their minds 15 minutes at a time, and you can get started today. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Hannity to start your free 7-day trial. You can cancel at any time. Blinkist.com/Hannity.
Now, Admiral Mullen did not endorse Trump's decision to strip Brennan's clearance. Okay, reasonable people have reasonable disagreements, but it is clear Brennan's rhetoric alone is not fitting of a current CIA employee, and he's a former director. He's now threatening to sue the Trump administration. This, I beg, happens. Sue. John, sue. Please, take a look.
Well, I have been contacted by a number of lawyers, and they have already given me their thoughts about the basis for a complaint, an injunction, to try to prevent him from doing this in the future. If my clearances and my reputation as I'm being pulled through the mud now, right, if that's the price we're going to pay to prevent Donald Trump from doing this against other people, to me, it's a small price to pay. So I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Go. I'd love to see that discovery, unless you use bleach pit and hammers. And anyway, give us a perfect opportunity to see what's going on inside all of this. By the way, in terms of corruption, and by the way, malignant efforts to literally impact a presidential election, let's get it all exposed. The people need to know. Now, today, President Trump mocked Brennan's hollow threats. He tweeted out, quote, "I hope John Brennan, the worst CIA director in our country's history, will bring a lawsuit. It will be very easy to get all of his records, texts, emails, and documents to show not only the poor job he did, but how he was involved with the Mueller rigged witch hunt. He won't sue." I don't think he will either. Now, whether or not he actually does, he's just one of many former ranking government officials who leveraged their special security status, for financial gain. In fact, it pays to have a security clearance. Now, upon leaving office, what we have discovered on this show, and there's actually a new book out, we're going to break it all tomorrow, many high-ranking officials use their special status to gain lucrative offers from government contractors and others seeking their expertise. And meanwhile, over fake news CNN, proud bleep holder himself, Phil Mudd, is profiting off his security clearance. He's paid at CNN. He's an analyst. He had a complete meltdown when he was challenged over what is a lucrative practice among many that have top security clearances, not saying him, but millions of dollars. Jim Comey, take a look.
"When I am requested to sit on an advisory board, let me ask you one question. How much do you think I'm paid to do that at the request of the U.S. government? Give me one answer, and you got 10 seconds. How much?
I'll ask you a question. How much are you paid for your consulting and contracting gig for being a
I have no contracts with the U.S. government that pay money.
I'm not talking
zero.
This, when you have a security clearance,
I have
and you
zero
keep
relationships
it
with the private sector that involve my security clearance. Zero. I get $0 from consulting companies that deal with the U.S. government. Are we clear?
Well, I will be clear in saying that everybody in Washington, D.C. knows if you don't want to be honest about it, that's on you. But if you have a security clearance and you keep it, you
We're
get
done,
more
Jim.
Money to
We're
have
done.
It.
We're done. Get out.
Phil, it's not your show. So I'm staying
years
right
in the
here.
And this I get.
Defensive about
get
this.
Out.
10 seconds. Get out. Jim Comey. We're going to talk about him tomorrow. What if I told you that there are people that have security clearances and got paid by Lockheed Martin and $6 million, just pulling it out of thin air? We'll have a full report tomorrow. We're not saying Phil Mudd is involved in this in any way. We're not even saying it's nefarious. But we are saying people with security clearances, there is a money trail. And by the way, tomorrow night, we will have a full investigation, a Hannity investigation, investigating the investigators, follow the money. Hannity investigation. Back in 2013, mainstream media was largely silent when the Obama administration, by the way, did the whole same thing on a much larger scale, a blatant media double standard. But as we get closer and closer to the most important midterm elections of our life, you got to expect this coverage is going to get more insane day by day, minute by minute. For example, conspiracy TV, MSNBC, one panelist even suggested the president wanted to round up people and murder them. Conspiracy. Take a look.
Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights.
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking
of course not. They see him as right. They see he's instead he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte. He's kind of part of he's part of kind of an Axis power.
Well, hold on. That's
worse. It's worse than that in a certain way. I mean, mean, not that that's not the worst thing you could have said, because it's about the worst thing you could say about him. But
well,
if he's not the leader,
rounding people up and murdering them without any, you know, due process.
He'd certainly like to.
He'd like to. And it goes on and on. By the way, if a conservative said that about Obama, oh, here come the boycotters. Here they come. Meanwhile, professional Trump hater, he's an old friend. I actually like Steve. Trashing Trump supporters, he kind of does it every day now. Take a look.
His base is smaller. The Republican Party is smaller, but it is more faithful and more intense in its loyalty to Trump. And 40% of the country has surrendered their intellectual sovereignty to Donald Trump. There is, for them, no such thing as objective truth anymore. What is true is what the leader says is true, what the leader believes is true. And Trump has exercised that power, and 40% of the country has submitted themselves to it.
A little over the top. The rhetoric is even worse in the Democratic Party. Got one congressman, old friend of the show, so-called joking. About what? Drowning President Trump in the Potomac. Now, if you don't want this man of the Democratic Party taking control of your Congress, blocking the president you voted for his agenda, and putting an end to the all-important deep state investigations, you want open borders, Obamacare, oh, you want to give them your crumbs back, and everything in between, then don't go out and vote in November in the midterms. Don't take it seriously. Not like our Democratic Republic is hanging in the balance or anything. Now, before we get to our guests, breaking just moments ago during an interview with Reuters, the president said he is concerned that an interview with the special counsel could actually be a perjury trap. I could not agree more. Why, they're going to say you disagree with your lawyer? Oh, now, what Rudy was saying yesterday, and I think he could have been a little more articulate when he said the truth is not the truth, meaning if, let's say, Don McGahn says one thing, president says another thing, guess who decides which version they want to believe? That would be Mueller and Weissman, Jeannie Ray and the rest of them. Not a good idea.